We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe.
All right, 505 on The Fan, hour four of our radio program. Joe and Evan in the afternoon, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number here, of course, till 6 o'clock. Big Mike Francesa comes your way. Paul Rosenberg back at the shop in Manhattan. Ernie at his home in Yonkers, Ernie Acosta. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio. Nobody, 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 and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Absolutely nobody.
We say hello to our buddy, the great John Heyman. John, how you
been? John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? You staying in? You staying safe?
Yeah.
Staying safe.
Do my walks, though, John. I got to get outside every day. I can't just sit in the house all day.
You know, exactly. That's what I do once a day. I only last about 2 miles, though. How are you doing?
Yeah, I do. I do like, you know, 2.5-3 miles a day.
I've been doing
it for a long time, so you just keep doing it. You know.
So you got to do. Just stay away from people, though. I do that normally.
I tell you, there is a lot of people walking around, though. I mean, which actually is good to see. It's good to see people are actually out a little bit.
Right, as long as you keep the distance. I had it good here on the beach, walks on the beach, but they had to close the beaches here because of the spring breakers. So
are they still completely closed, all the beaches?
They've closed all the beaches that I know of. It's certainly my beach. And we don't have much spring breaking over here in Sunny Isles. It's mostly a Clearwater or a South Beach or other parts of Florida and Texas and all over, but we had a few. I noticed them. They were idiots, and I'm not surprised they closed the beach. I think that was probably the right decision.
Just the idiots forced the closure is really what it comes down to.
Yeah, absolutely.
John, absolutely. We were not expecting throughout this week any kind of breaking baseball news, and the last thing we were expecting was a major injury news. Your thoughts on Noah Syndergaard, the latest prominent pitcher, to now need Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, what a shame this is. And I do think we will have a season. I mean, I'm just being optimistic here, but I do think so. So this big blow to the Mets, big blow to Noah. I mean, he's going to be 2021, so for the Mets, for sure. And, you know, he will be back early next year, we would think. You know, he felt something, one of his last bullpens. And, you know, his last outing was pretty good. And he had 4 strikeouts in 3 innings, something like that. It looked pretty good. But I guess he felt it, kept feeling it, and had an MRI done. And they found not only a tear of the UCL, an acute tear. Which
right.
Now, normally they don't tell you how bad something is. But in this case where they have to justify the surgery, they told us exactly what it was. It's an acute tear with compression on the nerve, so that's pretty bad. And now, yeah, I mean, it's got a little bit of a controversy that he's having a surgery that some might call non-essential. I mean, it's essential for his career. I mean, there's no question about that. And in fact, he's getting it done in Florida, where we don't have overcrowding that we've heard about, at least in the hospitals, and it's the Mets team doctor doing it. I think it's okay. He's getting it done right away. But obviously, if he was getting it done in New York, it'd be a problem.
Yeah, no.
This is not essential as most people would define it.
Sure. You know, it's when Severino had his Tommy John, you're a Yankee fan. You say, okay, he's going to miss a year, and then he's going to come back, and you have him signed for a very long period of time. The Red Sox signed Chris Sale for a long period of time. The timing on this for Noah and the Mets is it's not ideal, because when he comes back next year, whether it's in June or July, he's a free agent at the end of the year. My assumption a year and a half out would be he's going to be best off taking a one-year deal to stay with the Mets to try to kind of re-enhance his value. I doubt he's going to be able to really build up his value by pitching for a couple of months in 2021. Do you agree?
Well, if he pitches great, he might. A great half year can do something wonders in the free agent market. Pitching is very scarce, and you guys were right predicting that Wheeler was going to get $100 million. He had a Tommy John surgery way in his past, obviously, from the perspective of free agency. But as Brody Van Wagenen had said, some people criticized him for it. He had two great half years, and the last half year was really fantastic. And did well for him. So I wouldn't rule out a big free agent contract. Not many guys like to do that one-year deal and really test themselves. A few have done it. So I could see that one going either way.
You know, looking at the situation now the way it is, and I've talked to this to Evan about this, you know, it's really bad here in New York. It's worse in New York than it is anywhere else. And I was wondering if maybe we might see when baseball comes back both the Mets and the Yankees actually playing their home games in Florida for a while, John. I mean, could you see a scenario like that happening?
Well, everything's on the table. I mean, I certainly could see a scenario where there are games with no fans. 70% of the revenue comes from TV, so
that's
a possibility. New York, you're right. They have half the cases at this point. You guys have half the cases. It's very bad the way things have developed. It may just be going to New York first and may – you know, be at the epicenter of New York right now and somewhere else later. We're not sure how this is going to work. We're going to have to listen to Dr. Fauci and the other authorities to figure out exactly what's going on. That's what baseball's doing. That's why they had the 2 months delay with CDC saying that. And so that's why Commissioner Manfred said on his interview last night that May, they're hoping for May, but that's late May, obviously, May. We're going to start late March, so we're looking at Memorial Day, and that is the optimistic best-case scenario. And, I mean, that's what he's hoping for, and that's the way he put it.
To Joe's point, here's the thing, and I understand that this season is never going to be ideal. There's going to be things about this season that are going to be very different. It's going to be controversial and all of that. The one thing that I think makes the most sense, and Joe just hit it, is that if we can't play in New York, if we can't play at Yankee Stadium or Citi Field, of course we understand the place that the New York Yankees and the New York Mets should play is their other home, and that's Steinbrenner Field, and that's Clover Park.
No doubt about it.
I think for a myriad of reasons that makes sense. First of all, where do a lot of New Yorkers live? Maybe not during the summer, but Florida. So I think they've got a good base down there of former New Yorkers or even current New Yorkers who would go support the team. That's number one. Number two, it's kind of a home park. I mean, the Yankees and Mets spend a pretty good amount of time down there. They're used to the locker rooms. They get, I'm sure, the same, you know, rental houses or own houses that they have down there. On a lot of levels, and I get the revenue, but you can only put 5,000 people at Clover Park. I get all that. From a fairness standpoint, but also being reasonable about it, I do believe strongly if we can't play in New York, I don't want the Mets and Yankees anywhere else. If they can't play here, then George M. Steinbrenner Field and Clover Park, because that truly is, in a lot of ways, their other home.
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, the attendance would be the only issue there, and I mean, potentially,
but if you're playing with no people anyway, what's the difference?
Right, if there's no people, but I thought we were just talking about the scenario of no New York.
But John, even if there are people, I would still put it down there. Why? So the Yankees should have to play at Fenway Park or somewhere else?
Well, what about the Crop for the Yankees or Marlins Park for the Mets? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there as you guys said it. It's not something I really had thought about before, but the fields in spring training generally hold around 5,000 to 7,000 people.
I bet you the atmosphere would be great.
Yep, it'd be tremendous atmosphere.
I bet you'd be good atmosphere.
But you just
draw better for the Mets at Marlins Park than you do for the Marlins. And
you know what though? You just said it, John. You said it. 70% of the revenues from television.
That's true.
Anyway,
that is true. No, I mean, it's not a bad idea if we have to do it. I'm trying to think a little more optimistically than that. New York is maybe just first in this as the epicenter, and maybe things will clear up for New York. But things are not good there at this moment, so it's hard to envision in late May or early June for New York having games. If they decide to go without the fan route, maybe they will play them in New York at their regular home parks. You know, everything is on the table at this point. We're going to see a lot of differences. We're going to see expanded rosters. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a lot of doubleheaders to try to get in as many games as possible. I've heard the goal is 140 games. I don't know whether Commissioner Manfred said that on his interview, but that would be optimal if they could get 140 games in. It's not easy if you're even if you're starting a Memorial Day because you've already wiped out 60. So you're basically down to 100, and you've got to figure out a way to squeeze in another 40 games, and you do that with doubleheaders, no off days, and then play into November. And we could have that neutral field for the World Series because it's going to be rather chilly when we get to late November.
I got a stomachache thinking about a neutral field for the World Series, I tell you.
Well, we have it for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a difference. It's different.
Yeah, I understand.
Don't compare that.
I understand.
Why, John?
You're right.
These circumstances are obviously very different. But forever, Scott Boras has wanted a neutral site World Series. This is Scott not new Boras. For him. This is something he's always brought up. I happen to think it's a really stupid idea, but you know what? That's just me.
It's beyond stupid.
But why, before we get to this year, which we acknowledge is a different kind of year, why do you think Scott Boras has had this obsession with a neutral site World Series?
You know, I really can't tell you the answer to that, but this is one time where it might make sense. You know, we might have to do it, and maybe it'll work. I'm really not sure why he loves that idea. I mean, obviously the Super Bowl is a success, so maybe he's envisioning that in the week, and then few less travel for the teams. And you know, I think they're, you know, maybe he envisions it to be another type of Super Bowl,
but here's the 10-day event,
not instead of a 1-day event.
But, John, here's the problem. And let's forget the Mets and the Yankees because New Yorkers are – we're New Yorkers, okay? There's a lot of us. We live all over the place. We're very passionate. Let's just say, hypothetically, the Minnesota Twins face the Cincinnati Reds in the World Series. Not the craziest of ideas.
No, it really isn't. No.
Okay? That's the World Series.
As long as Minnesota doesn't play the Yankees in the playoffs.
Right. The Yankees got upset earlier or something like that. If that's the World Series and it's being played in – Arlington, Texas. Do you honestly think they're going to even sell 10,000 tickets
really?
For that?
Seriously, John.
I don't have that kind of big picture vision that some people do. So I don't know. I would think so.
No,
it's the World Series, Nurse Ratched. It's the World Series.
You cannot downgrade.
And I know it's not the Super Bowl. I get that, but I think people are excited
sports,
about the World Series. People will travel for the World Series in that case, especially at the beginning, and see what it's like. It might work. I do think. I mean, you said 10,000, right? I mean,
maybe they'll sell 15,000. Yeah, I think selling the place out.
I'd be there. I think it would sell out, but I wouldn't guarantee it.
I disagree with that, John. And you can't – look, I know I'm a football guy first. There's no doubt about it, and everybody knows that. But you can't
compare – That's just because you've had more suffering in football, I think.
Well, I mean, no, but I'm just a football guy. Believe me, football is before any of the other sports. You cannot compare the NFL to Major League Baseball. You just don't try to do that. You know what I
mean? Well, I mean – you know, they're part of the four major sports right now. I understand a lot of people will look at the NFL as the biggest sport, but, you know, there are towns, in New York included, where I think baseball is still bigger than football, and not the only town. I still would think it's St. Louis and Cincinnati and L.A., and there are a lot of towns where baseball is still bigger than football. I don't think it's that big of a disparity that football is so much bigger than baseball now.
Who is going to Dodger Stadium, as we talked about this yesterday? Let's say it was a Met Yankee World Series and it's in L.A. I mean, really? What is that?
You'd go.
I'd go. I don't know if I'd go. I have no desire to. You know
Everyone
my feeling about L.A. You know I feel
Everyone
about L.A.
John.
Don't
I'd go.
Get me started on L.A.
Yes,
I'd go,
Evan
and that's
would go. His dad would go with him. The whole Roberts family. They'd go.
Okay.
They pack their van in
Cedar
Hurst.
Isn't there something wrong with
the
that?
Country.
There's not something wrong with that.
Well, again, it wasn't my idea. This is going to be out of necessity. I don't think it's going to be a long-term thing. We're thinking this is a possibility for 1 year, and I think it would sell out. But I can understand your you're
I'm skeptical of that. And
I'm very skeptical.
I love the game of baseball, and yeah, I'm a sucker. I'll travel to Antarctica.
Yeah, but you're not the only sucker. There's a lot of suckers.
But there aren't 40,000 of them. That's the difference.
Especially if you're talking about teams, let's say you're, like you said, Minnesota, Cincinnati. I mean, it's not exactly like you're looking at marquee teams in baseball there. Who, you know what I'm saying? The casual fan, is he going to Arlington, Texas from Minnesota, Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not to denigrate Arlington, Texas, but they might put it in a more
All right, is he going to L.A. for that? Are you going to L.A. for that?
Compelling place. I mean, I'd go. You guys don't like L.A., but I'd go there for anything. So.
No, but it has nothing to do. But, John, it has nothing to do with L.A. or the city. It has to do with the fact that I just don't think enough. See, you're saying the local passionate fan would go to the games. Yeah, they would. If the Reds are in the World Series, Cincinnati's going to sell out. But you're asking people to travel.
Yes.
The Super Bowl is not filled with people who are just diehard fans of the teams.
There
are people that want to be at an event. The World Series. I love the World Series.
Okay.
It's not the Super Bowl.
A couple points. This isn't my idea. I don't think it's going to be a long-term thing. This, we're just talking about this as a possibility for this year if it's necessitated by the fact that if the season goes until late November or even early December, I mean, you don't want to be playing baseball when it's 20 degrees outside, right? So, I mean, it's on the table. It's something to be discussed.
I know I may be crazy for saying this, and maybe my memory is just wrong, and I get that. I'm actually more of a proponent of keeping the World Series and the playoffs local even into November. I've sensed that November is not nearly as bad as it used to be. I think you can get temperatures in the 50s, which is not end-of-the-world stuff. I would have some earlier start times. I understand 1 o'clock for a World Series game may be asking too much, but on the weekend, maybe I would. Or maybe a 5 o'clock start
O'clock
start.
We'd love. I think Joe would agree with me on that.
No, afternoon World Series games?
But I think that's more reasonable.
I love that. That would bring me back to my childhood. That would be fantastic.
But isn't that a better short-term idea? Because, I don't know, November 15th, Joe, you tell me, is it really 35 degrees in New York? It usually isn't.
I'll tell you one thing. The weather last year, I'm just going to go by last year, the weather in September and October last year was as good as any time all year. And I'm including the summer. I mean, the weather was unbelievable.
Well, they are going to be playing into November in these cold weather cities, at least in the regular season. It is a little bit colder in the Midwest than it is in New York.
Well,
we do have global warming, and I do agree it's been more temperate in November recently. And they are going to have to play games in November in these cold weather cities. There's no question about that. But when we get down to the world, when you get to the playoffs and World Series, it may be late November, you know, at that point, or early December. So
that's painful.
That gets to be a little chilly.
Chilly. You know what? You lost, unless the Mets are there, I got to tell you this. This is for me, okay? Unless the Mets are in a World Series in November and early December, I'm gone. I'm lost.
But
I'm
Joe,
out.
It's but let me ask you.
You know
this,
what I mean,
though.
John?
But,
I got to tell you.
You know, I think it'll be a novelty, though. It'll be of interest, and I think you'll still be watching.
But
I
Joe,
mean,
what's
not
the
my team's Jets game on? But you know, the other days.
There. But if Joe, what's the there. Difference between October and November? I mean, football season's on.
Right.
And so isn't it kind of the same thing in your mind?
I guess. You're going to start getting into late November, man. I'm telling you, like, there's something doesn't sit well with me. That's me.
You know, it's going to be a different season, and, you know, I think the novelty factor and people may have great interest at that point. I still think there will be great interest. You know, you're a football guy first, and there are a lot of people like you, obviously. But they're
competing with football anyway. It's October.
No, they are. But I'm just saying. But I'm just saying. And I mean this. I mean this, bro. You know me too.
Yeah.
If the Mets weren't there, and we're looking at the World Series in December, I have a hard time with that.
Yeah, but compared to October, I mean, what's
the
difference?
It's still football. You're still going to watch the Jets
if it was
anyway.
Up to me, the World Series would be over by like October 15th, but we're never seeing that again.
But even if it's over by October 15th, it's still competing with football.
I understand, but it's just different. When we now baseball in December, really. I got a hard time with that, man.
Well, there's going to be a lot of things we're going to have a hard time with
this year.
I mean, look at the big picture. This is the least of our problems.
I understand.
What do you think the drop kind of the drop-dead point of playing in the Northeast is? Because could you see saying, all right, everything is normal until mid-November? Like, my brain tells me just get it over by Thanksgiving. That's my my cutoff in my brain. Says
right,
even playing here, even playing at Yankee Stadium in City Field.
Yeah, you got to get it over. You'd have to get it over by Thanksgiving.
That's my thought to that. Get it over by Thanksgiving, and you can keep it in the local sites.
I think you're right. I think you're right. As long as the local sites are in better shape by then, and we're all praying for that.
Of course. Minnesota's a different story, but don't worry, the Yankees will take care of that.
Yes, unless they don't play them somehow.
Right. Well, maybe Minnesota can avoid the Yankees. I think they'll both be in the playoffs. I think Minnesota can avoid the Yankees, but then in subsequent years when the Yankees are able to pick who their opponent is, they'll be picking Minnesota every year. So.
Don't you? Oh, my God, John.
Well, I mean, I
come on.
Again, that's not my rule. That one doesn't bother me. That one doesn't really bother me at all. And
it doesn't bother you. You could pick who you could play in the playoffs. That don't bother you? Why does it not bother you?
No, I mean, we've been over the thing. I don't love is I love the fact we have only 10 teams in the playoffs out of 30. So one out of three teams is in. I love that. I'd stick with that if we could. And 12, I think. Bob Costas, I think some other people have suggested 12, and I still think if you're in the top 40%, you're pretty damn good in baseball. But 14 is you're too close to the middle for me. So that's my one issue with that. I don't mind picking the team, and I'm not a Yankee fan at this moment. I was when I was growing up, but I am not now. But I think the Yankee fans probably like that rule. The Twins fans will not like that rule.
God,
I don't see how anybody could like that rule.
It's hokey.
It's ridiculous.
It's hokey.
It's really ridiculous. I mean, I'm sorry.
You're
really
funny.
John, if we don't have baseball this year, and I'm hopeful we are, but if we don't have baseball this year, Mookie Betts is a free agent, correct? Like, he'll never be a Dodger and just get the free agency.
That's another issue that we're going to have to look at. I mean, it appears they've been discussing the service time, and the players have been suggesting that the service time should repeat from the previous year. If you're a full free agent, a full player in the previous year, you should get the full service time, and then, yeah, he would be a free agent. But, boy, there's going to have to be a lot of adjustments to that. It's not just, I mean, look at the Dodgers. They gave up a lot of players.
No, I know.
You know.
For nothing, potentially.
Yeah, I don't. They're going to have to work. There's a lot of stuff that smarter people than I are working on. Tony Clark and Rob Manfred and Dan
They did
Hallam,
get David Price.
Prominently. And Bruce Meyer from the union side are working on, and they're going to have to figure all this out and try to make it equitable for everybody. But if Mookie Betts never plays for the Dodgers, the Dodgers got to have a problem with that one.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
That would be a problem.
I mean, they ended up, because of the claim by the Red Sox that Gratterol, the Minnesota pitcher, had some kind of arm issue, which L.A. didn't seem to find. L.A. had to give up Jeter Downs, and not only does he have a great name, he is a big, big prospect.
What's the latest going on with your big-time baseball podcast that you've been doing with Tony Gwynn Jr.? Any big stuff going
fantastic.
On?
Yeah, fantastic. Tony Gwynn Jr. is a fantastic personality, radio personality in San Diego, so we're doing a weekly podcast, and this week we had Dave Stewart on, so you can find that on Entercom or radio.com.
That's a good one,
or
Dave Stewart.
Dave Stewart, and he actually had a coronavirus scare, so it was a very relevant guest. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy is a great personality. Tony La Russa once called him the finest human being I ever met, and he is a great, great guy. And he did something will never be done again, which is win 20 games 4 years in a row. But he told great stories about the Dodgers and the Padres and the A's and all that, but also his coronavirus scare and can you believe it? I mean, he was in Mexico when he fell ill and had to get on a plane. And I know people complain that he was on a plane coughing, but they were going to shut down the plane service very soon. So he had to get on the plane, covered up, got back, took a test, got the test. And some places you can get a test. And he had to wait 7 days for the results. So, he's been quarantined and he's still by himself, but anyway, we did the interview, and he was fantastic. Next week, we're going to have on a guy you had on today, and that's Aaron Boone, and you know he's a great personality. And then we'll have Dave Roberts on the week after that. So we had Dusty Baker on for our first show, so we have great guests. And you can find it on my Twitter, at John Heyman, or radio.com, or Entercom, at a lot of places.
Awesome, John. Well,
but
stay
thank
safe.
You for letting me give that provide that commercial.
Now, listen,
I don't
John,
normally you usually you, got you guys usually do the commercials and you're
for
very
you,
good
John.
At it.
For you, John. Anything, John.
You guys are the best. You really are.
Can't wait to hang out with you in December at that Neutral Site World Series.
Oh, I will be fun. Yeah. We're going to have fun.
I'll call, you know what? I'll call you.
Against Arlington, but I hope it won't, that's not the choice for me.
John, I'll call you. Okay.
I know you will. You'll call me from a Jet game crying. Is what I'm
probably. That's likely right.
Thanks, John.
All right, John. Great talking to you guys.
Take
John
care.
Heyman on the baseball.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.